We're going to divide it as we did in the past between Novi and Halacha. So we'll be doing some Hilchos Shviyos, which we started in the summer, and we'll be going through Sefer Koheles, which is a Sefer we read on Sukkos, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed. So we'll get a better understanding in Sefer Koheles. Maybe we'll also understand why we read it on Sukkos. There's many, many reasons given. So today we'll talk a little bit about the first pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk says, "Divrei Koheles ben David Melech b'Yerushalayim." These are the words. Divrei is the. These are the words of Koheles. Koheles is another name for Shlomo HaMelech. So he calls himself here Koheles. Some of the Sfarim, he calls himself by his name. Shir HaShirim HaShir L'Shlomo. Right? In Megillah Shir HaShirim, he calls himself by his name. Over here, he calls his name Koheles. Two reasons. Both of them seem to be arrogance, which obviously Shlomo HaMelech wasn't arrogant. But both, it's a strange name, Koheles. Right? Where does the word come from? Koheles. So both of them seem to be arrogant. One reason, if you look in Chazal, he's called Koheles. Kivon shenikalo boy chochmo. He encompassed so much wisdom. The word kol is a gathering. Right? Pashas vayakel. What's vayakel? Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered everybody together. So the word kehillah, when you daven in the shul, it's called a kehillah. It's a gathering of people. So Shlomo HaMelech was saying about himself that it was nikal boy habechochma. Imagine a guy walks into him, he goes, call me wisdom. It's like weird. I mean, it's arrogant to the degree that it's strange. Call me wisdom. Say, why? Why call me wisdom? Because I have so much wisdom. Call me wisdom. That one of the sources of his name is that Nikal Boy Harbe Chochma. He had a lot of wisdom. The other, so this again is strange, the other reason Chazal give, because he's Omro Bahakel. He said Koheles with a lot of people, meaning he gathered everybody together. So these words were said in a large gathering, a large setting. Also interesting that you call your name that. Like, why is that? That's your name? He's talking about his name. Right? So what's pshat? But anyway, so some say Nechanami. Maybe he didn't mean his name. He was just saying about the words. These are words that are Koheles. But the simple is that he was touching his name like that. And then he tells us who he is. He's Ben David, Melech B'Yerushalayim. Now, he goes on to say, first he goes on to say what he did in his life. He did a lot of, he accomplished a lot. He says, Ani Koheles Hayisi Melech Al Yisrael, B'Yerushalayim, and he writes all the things that he did. And as we go on in the Sefer, we'll see, he talks about his accomplishments, Panisi Libatim, I had many palaces, I had orchards, and this. He also seems to be patting himself on the back. So there's a fascinating Ben Ish Chai. Fascinating Ben Ish Chai. And with this Ben Ish Chai, we can understand why Shlomo HaMelech starts the Sefer that way. Talking about his wisdom, talking about this. What's the point of the Sefer? Because a big part of the Sefer Koheles sounds like a negative. He talks about the whole world. Hevel Avolim, the whole world is empty. It's worthless. He talks very negatively about the world. I mean, just you read the words, he writes, Hevel avolim amakahelas, Hevel avolim hakol hevel, my Yisrael lordam. Kol advorim yigayim. Anyway, he seems to put a very dark picture, a very, very negative picture on the world. Very critical picture. To such a degree that Chazal say, Bikshu Chachomim Lignoi Sefer Kehelas. The Gemara says, we'll have it in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that Chazal wanted to bury Sefer Kehelas, people shouldn't learn it. Because of these things, because the way it sounds. But then, they found something in Kehelas that made them say no. This Sefer is going to be preserved. Well, what they find? Shlomo HaMelech in his, when he talks about the world being nothing and it's not worth to be busy with the world, he writes, My Yisrael La'odom, what's the benefit to a person? My Yisrael La'odom, to be Omel Tachas HaShemesh. What is the benefit for a person to work in this world, to toil in this world? No benefit. So Chazal say, what did Shlomo mean to say? He meant to say, don't be busy with things that are in this world. Be busy with things that are lamala, koidim, that came even before the world. And what is that? That's the Torah. So basically, Shlomo HaMelech implied that there's something more chashiv, more that's better, and that you should be busy with. Now, is that a chiddush? That Shlomo HaMelech thought that Torah is a good thing to be busy. We didn't know that. Now the whole Sefer makes sense. Now the Sefer is good. So I'll tell you what the Ben Ishchai says. It's a great Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says the following. He says, Shlomo HaMelech is about to give us a whole Sefer to tell us how foolish, how narish, how foolish it is to be busy with this world, with everything in this world. So, I always give a marshal. When I was a little kid, they had a big magid, one of these big speakers from Eretz Yisrael came to speak. Big tzaddik. And I still remember today what he said. He said, Gashmias, he was talking about everything in this world, Gashmias, stinked. In English that means physical things stink. It stinks. So I was a critical kid, a little kid. I hear him speak. What was I thinking in my mind? Yeah, you live somewhere in Chveis Meishar. You live in a two-room apartment, right? With probably 10 kids. You can't breathe. It's clobbered like that. You have chicken maybe on Shabbos. The rest of the week, bread and chvesus, peanut butter. Yeah, your gashmias is things. My gashmias is very good. Right? Your gashmias. Taka right. So most of the time when somebody gets up and says, gashmias stinks, you could say, yeah, your gashmias. Your gashmias stinks. Imagine Rav Steinemann's Zatzal would say, Gashmish, I don't know if any of you were ever zeichet to see what Rav Steinemann's apartment looked like. Rav Steinemann, your garage at home is fancier by a lot than Rav Steinemann's living room. Okay? Your basement, your unfinished basement is fancier. Okay? So if Rav Steinemann came and he said, you know what, Gashmias this stinks. You go, yes, yeah, that type of Gashmias. Comes the Ben Ishchai. And the Ben Ishchai says, Shlomo HaMelech wants to tell you something. My Gashmias doesn't stink. He starts the Sefer by saying, one second. Don't think that I live in a two-bedroom apartment with 15 kids eating bread and peanut butter. I have whatever I want. I have whatever you could possibly dream of. Ponisi batim. I have houses. I have krumim. I have vineyard. I have everything. So I could tell you gashmis things. You can't fool yourself to think that I don't know what gashmis is. Shlomo Melech said, I know better than any of you what gashmis is. And I'm telling you gashmis things. Okay. So now the question is, so why taka does gashmis think? If Shlomo HaMelech had such great gashmis, he had everything you could possibly desire. So why does that doesn't sound like it should stink? That sounds pretty good. And the Teretz is, many people that have committed suicide over the years were fabulously wealthy. What does that mean? They had a lot of things. They still weren't happy. What's pshat that they weren't happy? So I'll tell you what Kasha Reb Yankif asked me many years ago. There's two chazals. If anybody has a teretz to the contradiction in these two chazals, I'll give you $100 cash right now. For you, 95. One chazal says, Yesh loy meyo roitze mosayim. If you have 100, you want 200. Right? So what does that mean? That means if you have 100, you feel you're short 100. So if somebody asks you, how much are you short? You would say 100, right? If you have 200,000, you'd be short. Yesh loy mosayim, you want arba meyos. That means the average guy is walking around the street thinking that he has half of what he needs. What would make him happy? That's what it means. That's how it means, right? Yesh loy mosayim, it's the Messiah. Then there's another chazal. Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavose biyodei. You don't die even when having half a taiva. You don't even have half of what you want. 100, you want 200. That means you have half. Chazal, go out of the way to tell you, no, ain't no domains for chatzi tavos v'yod. How do we understand that? Yoni bazok's there. Good cash, you know?
Yeah.
$100, you don't have a talent?
Thank you.
So I'll tell you what Rabbi Yankov said in the name of his Rebbe, the Alter from Slobodka. Very powerful word. And this answered me another kasha. Chazal tell us, kina say from tar b'chochma. If you have kina for wisdom, it's going to increase the wisdom. Make you smarter. If the guy next to you knows half a shas, and you say, I wish I knew half a shas, it's going to help you. It's healthy. Let's call it productive. It's productive, right? The Mishnah says, kina taiva, kovin metzina, normally if you have jealousy, I've seen people with jealousy. They're miserable. There's nobody more miserable than people that are jealous. Jealousy literally takes you out of this world. Or the way the Bali Musa say, metzina sa odom, makes you not a person. Takes you out of this world. Metzina sa odom. And then Chazal tells, but the jealousy of kina say from taiva chochma. Right? So the erroneous pshat is, kina serve da b'chochma means you're not really jealous. That's not real jealousy. That's not true. Chazal saying it's kina. It's kina serve. It is. You're jealous. Right? So why is it that if you're walking around with a hole, you have a pit in your stomach, you're saying, ah, the guy next to me, he knows half a shas, the other guy knows you're a shalmi. I wish I had that. I can't take it. That's healthy. And if the guy has a Porsche 911 and you're never stuck with a Hyundai Sprinter, okay, it's a souped up Hyundai, but it's a nice a Hyundai, and you can't find them the kishkis, the Yena has the Porsche 911. Why isn't that also Tar B'Chochma? It's not. It's destructive. What's the difference? Simply speaking, they're both competitive thoughts. And it makes sense. Competition makes you motivated. Motivates you. First of all, it doesn't have any competitive edge. How do you get anywhere in life if you're not competitive? One of my sons in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to say who he is. Maybe you guys will figure it out, but it's okay. He called me up. He's told me, are you sorry that his Rosh Hashiva said? And he said, Ty, I feel like there's something to slug that up. Just tell me what it is. He feels it's slug upable. Okay? That's not the right word, right? What's the word for slug upable in English? Give me that. And it was good. It was good. He stayed up at night, schwitzing. He's going to get that. He's going to slug up that svara. It's good. It's good. It's not bad. You have to know if it's Amanas Lakantra. It's not Amanas Lakantra. It's a different type of machshava. Feel like there's something here you want to get it. It motivated. Simply jealousy could be a motivation. Seems to say jealousy is a motivation. And I cannot tie my comments here as long as you say kin is a destructive. So how do we understand the two? So I'll tell you what the Alter said, which to me answered this question too. The Alter said the following. What Haman and Rosh say? Chol zeh einenu shoveli. Everything he has is worthless. Right? Everything I have is worthless. Right? He had everything. He had one old Jew that's not bowing down to him. Nothing is worth it. What does that mean? That means he didn't say, I really need that. It bothers me that Mordechai is not bowing down to me. That's not what he said. What he really told his wife was, I can't enjoy what I do have. That was his focus. He wasn't saying, he told his wife, you know what I got? I got this and I got that and I got that and I got that and I got that. He didn't say, I'm stared, I need more. He didn't say that. He said, it's worthless. It's worthless. That means that Haman Nebuch suffered from not being able to appreciate anything he had. So it's not that he was missing something. He had nothing. He wasn't missing Mordechai bowing down to him. He had zero. The Alter Slobodka told Rabbi Yankif, when you have 100, or 1,000,000, or 1,000,000,000, and you say, I need another 1,000,000,000, that's all I need. At that moment, you think, all you need is another 1,000,000,000. That's the key to your happiness. Another 1,000,000,000, I'm going to be a happy camper. Right? That's what you think. But guess what? You'll get another 1,000,000,000, you're not going to be happy. When you have the 1,000,000,000 and you want another 1,000,000,000, you're not happy with your 1,000,000,000 either. Ain't on the maze v'chatzi tavos v'yodhi. Chazal telling you the reality. The reality is that even the half that you have, you're not appreciating. It's not that you feel like you want another half. You want another half. You want more. Even the chatzi that you have is not b'yodhi. Even what you have is not in your hand. You're not even appreciating what you do have. And that's how our Maker created us. That we have that ability to have, and not even appreciate what we do have. That's the nature of the beast. Spirituality is not that way. Spirituality, real spirituality, is satisfying. A guy who knows one mesechta, he may feel tormented that he wants another mesechta, but he's appreciating that mesechta that he knows. A guy who does a mitzvah, everybody's always happy after they do the right thing. It's a kinyan, it's something you have. You may feel you want more, but then the wanting more is only a mila for you. Because if Torah just had the ability to make you satisfied, you'd be an Amoritz for your whole life. Because you'd learn one line, you'd learn one Mesechta, you'd learn one Yesod, you go, it's okay, I'm full. The Chofetz Chaim said beautifully, which is the same word. He said, HaNechmodim Mizov UMiPozlov UMisukim Midvash V'Noi V'Sufim. Such a strange pasuk. HaNechmodim, it's better than gold, right? And it's sweeter than honey. Whenever somebody would go and talk about gold, you don't think about honey. Honey's not honey's pennies. What's honey? Talking about honey in the same sentence as gold. Chafetz Chaim said, gold has a mila, money has a mila. Gold has a mila that you always want more. That's a mila be'etzem. Because if somebody wouldn't want more, it wouldn't generate more. You want more, you want more, you want more, you want more. So wanting more could be a positive. The negativity is that as long as you want more, you're tormented. And you don't appreciate what you have. Dvash has a mila chsaron. The chsaron is, you don't want more. If you take a spoonful of honey, it makes the medicine go away. That's it, you take one spoonful of honey. It's not honey, I know, but it's in. Right? That's it. Once you have a, you don't want more. You're satisfied. Torah has both milas. Spirituality has the mila that you always want more. It's kinah seferim. At the same time, there's mesukah midvash. There's unbelievable satisfaction from what you do have. From what you do have. So Shlomo HaMelech lays out the beginning of Kehelis. Before he gets into everything, he says, listen, I got it all. I'm not the guy from living in the two-room apartment in Eretz Yisrael with my 10 kids telling you, Gashmish stinked. And I could tell you it's all Hevel. Hevel means empty, means you don't feel you have anything. You don't feel you have anything if your life is not integrated with spirituality. You don't feel anything. That's Kehelis' introduction. That's his introduction to Sefer Kehelis. He's telling us that it's a more meaningful life. It's a higher quality life than anything else, because everything else is conflicted. And I'll just end with one idea, because we're past the time already. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda, Pirkei Avos. Eizu Osher HaSamech B'chalko. You all know the Mishnah, Eizu Osher HaSamech B'chalko. Right? How do you learn the Mishnah simple? Who's rich? Somebody's happy with what he got. The guy is working for the post office. Right? He drives Toyota Corolla. He lives in a mobile home park. Right? He has a cap and a pair of jeans. That's all he got. And he's still singing his way home. I'm glad to be an American. He's happy. He's singing his way home. Right? That's a Samech B'chalko. Doesn't sound like a very frum Mishnah. Doesn't sound like a Musar Mishnah. It's very simple. Eizu Asher, who's rich, has Samech B'chalko. You're happy. Happy with what you got. That's simple. Put a push-up shot. But you know Rabbeinu Yehuda? Rabbeinu Yehuda says the Mishnah's talking about a guy who's really Isaac and Torah. Like everything has that frumkeit to it. He's Isaac and Torah and mitzvahs and he says, I'm happy whatever chelik I have. What's Rabbeinu Yehuda? Why did Rabbeinu Yehuda have to mix in this? When I was a kid growing up, the old days, that's when the televisions were like a new thing, televisions. Today, televisions is already outdated. Who has televisions? Talking about the old televisions with the tubes. Used to be you started a television, it was like a car. Had to get warmed up with tubes and mices. I was the mezak of my whole family that my father got rid of television. Okay, when I was 6 years old, I was mezak of my whole family my father threw away the television in my house. How did it happen? My father had a limit. Each child was only able to see a half hour of television. Then those days, television was not enough. There was more than a half hour's worth of television available. Well, mom is garbage. There was nothing. So, I was, whatever, I cheated. I cheated. And my father asked me, you know, what happened and how to do it. And I fudged it. But those days, if you watched the television for an hour, the top of the television was burning hot from all the tubes. There's nobody to fool. You were able to fry an egg on top of it. I was able to do Bishul Shabbos at Klirishon. So my father felt the television. He goes, that's not a half hour. Dosenitkin Chatzishor. He took the ganze big heftze. He took it to the end of the driveway. And that was it. My family, we grew up in a television-free society. I was the one who was mezakeh the family because of that maisa. And that television was like an old, big jalop. It had a hanger sticking out of the antenna, one of those metal hangers, to try to maybe be zeichet to see something. Whatever you saw, you didn't see. I mean, you couldn't. It's a big shaila if you could say Adis if you saw something with a video. You know, it's a big shaila. Big shaila in the preskin. I was, when they first started doing videos, I was by a chasana. Achsida Shirov was a Masada Kedushin. And after the end of the chasana, they lost the ksuba. It happens all the time. By the chasana, they lose the ksuba. This happens all the time. So that's why I always tell the, you know, the mamuna there, make sure that, please, this is important, make sure it doesn't get lost. But again, it's kaseder gets lost. So this Chassid Shirov comes over to me. He says, the ksuba got lost. And you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba. So the guy tells me, but they have the video. And the videographer took a video of the ksuba. Could I give the kala the video? $1,000 if anybody comes up with a psak halacha with a raya. I have a raya from the Yerushalmi. Well, you're tiny, there were no videos in the time of the Yerushalmi, right? There's still a raya from the Yerushalmi. Still a raya. But anyway, by the television that I had growing up, you couldn't say Adis on anything because there was nothing, you couldn't say anything. So in my head, I envisioned as a little kid, Samech Bechokai, the poor guy has an outer television with an antenna, with a hanger hanging out of the television, and he has a Ford Pinto, and he's happy! But Rabbeinu Yehuda makes Tagan Sefum Kite. You know what's a Pshan Rabbeinu Yehuda? Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying, the human beast cannot appreciate what they have without spirituality. Samech Bechokai is not even Shayach. You can't be Samech Bechokai. Because there's no such a metzias of Sameach Bechelkai. It's not part of the human domain. You can't be Sameach Bechelkai. If you're living on spirituality, you're living in the world of Tav Chochma, then you could be happy whatever you have, because that's not really what Tavosai is. Eino Domeis V'chatzi Tavosai V'yadai doesn't mean you can't appreciate Gashmis, you could. As long as you have something else that's giving you fulfillment, then you could enjoy your couch. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy your couch. But if your couch is your taiva, if your couch is your mevukash, that's what I hope to have in life, you'll never be happy. Not possible. That's Eino Domeis V'chatzi Tavosai. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is trying to ingrain in us in Sefer Koheles. That if your life is going to be what's tachas Hashemish, it's going to end up being hevel. It's going to be empty. Because there's no way to fill that hollow. That hollow space. That's the Yisrael of Sefer. So at least now we could start the Sefer. Okay, that's Lachem.